Hello and welcome to the Pet Healer Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Mitzi Vargas, and today we are going to talk about pet owner etiquette. Because nobody wants to be a rude pet owner, right? And one of the things that we're going to start with is scoop your dog's poop. And I know that you're listening to the podcast as a integrated podcast for pet care and questions about integrated care. But I feel that these are basics that I see more and more people completely ignore. The reason we have multiple pet dispensary for pet bags and basket or just to get the dispose of your pet's accidents and poop near the property of our practice. And obviously, in most public dog parks, they have that, the dispensary of bags and the receptacles to collect the poop. But people don't use it. They just let the dogs run in the park, and we were just taking our dogs out to the park, and we observed some rude behavior. And I just feel a little salty about it, and I wanted to talk about it in the podcast. So indulge me. Scooping the poop is important. Number one, you don't want people to step on it and then make a mess. When you step on dog poop, some people pretend that, oh, if you step in poop, it's good luck. Well, I don't see it that way. I'm not superstitious in that way. And I just see a ruined shoe and stinky car because you just step in your car. And it's just very obnoxious and rude when people do not pick the poop. It is also a health hazard because the dogs walk around without shoes. And so transdermally, they can absorb a lot of parasites. Not all of them are worms. Some of them are protozoal parasites and bacterial parasites. And so this is something that even people should care about, because in this tool, there's some zoonotic organisms. And zoonotic means that you can transfer from pets to humans. And so especially kids who have an immune system that is incipient, it's just immature. And so they can really get these infections, and they could cause blindness and in some cases even death. So these parasites are transmitted by the feces. And so leaving your dog's poop in your neighbor's yard, in the park, and where you take other dogs, or near my practice or your veterinarian's office, is just plain rude and it could be dangerous. So please scoop your poop. The other thing is correcting your dog. When you're walking your dog, you need to know who's walking who. I've seen a lot of dogs walk their owners, and the owners, I mean, this is super dangerous, especially for elderly people. They can just run after another dog, and there goes. If I can count, probably in my hand the times that I have been able to stop, like a tragedy in my eyes as it happened, by holding on to somebody or telling them, you know, like stop, or helping the pet owner because they are about to hit the floor, face plant, from the dog's sudden pull from the leash because they don't walk their dogs. Obedience, the basic obedience all dogs should go through as puppy, you have to reinforce it. It's not just a puppy class. You have to reinforce it. I have a rambunctious dog, Uli, and my German Shepherd, when he was young, he was extremely strong, and he knew how to walk on a leash, except when he saw a squirrel, then he forgot everything that he learned. And so what I had to do, and I do not like those pinch collars. I don't want to hurt. I don't like negative reinforcement negative corrections. So I'm always a positive reinforcements, positive correction type thing. So I use the Freedom No Pull harness, and that was amazing. I tried the gentle leader, and in some dogs it's great. In Uli, it wasn't great. He was just after his nose, the part that goes over the nose, he couldn't take it. But the Freedom No Pull harness, it was amazing. It was a gentleman, instant gentleman walking. And ever since, and then by every time you use that harness and they walk and they cannot get away with pulling, they self-taught how to walk. You know, he did that. And so you need to do something like that. You need to correct them. And, you know, don't go like, oh, it's okay, or do baby talk when your dog wants to eat somebody else's dog or wants to pull you or wants to do anything like that. Be firm, be assertive, and just take control of your pack. Whether it's one or more dogs, you're the alpha, so you need to take control. Or you should be the alpha, you shouldn't take control. And then going back to the leash situation, do not use those retractable leashes. They are worthless. And I guess a 3-pound Yorkie can probably get away with, you know, using one. But I have seen big, giant American Staffordshires or boxers on those retractable leashes. In our clinic, they are banned. You can't use them because they are a health hazard. I have seen people slice the finger up to the bone with those things when their dogs go real fast and then they snap and they come back and it hits the owner. It is not pretty. And so one of the things that I would strongly recommend is to, if you have one, this is what I advise you. Go pick it up and throw it in the trash. And you will do yourself, your dog, and everybody else around a big favor. So please, no retractable leashes. They are the devil. And then the other thing that I wanted to talk about too is that don't come to my dog when I'm walking and pet him. I do have one of their dogs who is a companion, but it has a big talent. He is a emotional support dog. And I know that a lot of people say, well, emotional support, but he is a therapy dog. Beyond emotional support, he can tell when my daughter is going to have one of those like PTSD type panic attacks. And he immediately stands up and hugs my daughter. So that's his immediate, we know that she's having one. So that is a service that he's providing. And he is the cutest thing. He is a Samoyed and his name is Pluto. But when we're walking around, hordes of people come to touch Pluto and take care of him, especially when we're walking with my daughter. And that is just so rude. People need to ask permission before you pet somebody's dog. Because first of all, you do not know if that dog is going to bite your, you know, other dog or bite somebody or get really scared or emotionally, you know, traumatized. But they might be a pet therapy dog. My dog has a service dog, you know, harness, but he doesn't wear it all the time. And he's super cute. And like, I know people want to touch him, but then they get offended when I say, no, you can't, you may not touch him. He's working. We're in a crowded situation. That's where the attacks, the panic attacks happen. And so we can't afford to have the dog distracted because he's performing a function. And so be aware, don't be rude. Ask, hey, can I pet, may I pet your dog? Or before approaching with your dog going crazy on the leash from a safe distance, ask, hey, is your dog okay with other dogs? Because sometimes, you know, Pluto is good with other dogs, but we have another dog, my dad's dog, Panchito. And Panchito is a street dog, you know, and he is incorporated in my pack, but he will fight. He will not like any dog coming up to him. He thinks that it is a provocation, and so he will react with a bite. So we are working on that, but I feel that is so rude to bring your dog to crowd into my dog when I'm walking. And I know some of you feel the same way. But if you're the one doing it, then shame on you. Do better. You know better than you do better. And be aware of the other people's feelings. Like I said, not everyone loves dogs. I mean, I feel sorry for those people, but some of them don't love your dog like you do. And so crowding people with your dog, trying to force socialization on your dog with other people that may or may not, especially kids that have never been exposed to a dog, may not be a good behavior, pet etiquette behavior, but also it could be dangerous. So I hope that this gave you some time to reflect. I definitely feel less salty about it, talking about it. But if you have any anecdote or any kind of story about it, share with me. Just contact us, all our platforms. We have contact emails. But our Facebook page is always there for you to comment and to send us messages, and we'll be so happy to answer them. Thank you, and until the next time, stay healthy. And remember that from now on, we're going to be downloading every Friday a brand new episodes, so you can be on the lookout for them. In the meantime, visit our Facebook page, the Pet Healer Podcast page. We also have our website, thepethealerpodcast.com. And we are in most platforms, so you can enjoy our topics. Thank you, and until next time, take care. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. Information about this episode came from my book, Alvet, the Revolutionary Pet Care and Longevity Solution, available in Amazon at our clinic, and soon to be an audiobook. So look forward to that. And this episode was sponsored by my practice, Orchid Springs Animal Hospital. And our website is www.osahvsinvictorets.com, osavets.com. There's a lot of information out there if you want some more information on integrative pet healing. And our Pet Healer podcast is going to be available in all platforms. So we're looking forward to seeing you again.